Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
It's now time for Mind Your Business, and today we're putting the spotlight on food security. So the master plan that's been published by the Singapore Food Agency under the Ministry of Sustainability and the Environment is a clear goal and vision for Singapore to produce 30% of its nutritional needs by 2030. So it's known as the 30 by 30 master plan, and it requires the development of urban farming or smart farms here, deploying the latest data-driven technologies. Now, smart farms also help diversify food sources and reduce reliance on food imports, which is in addition to other key programs that ensures Singapore's nutritional supplies for the future. The Emerging Stronger Task Force's report also highlighted Singapore's need for food resilience through advancements in agri-tech. Yes, we've talked about this before. Very interesting industry worth looking at. Suggestions from the government include improving the economic viability and sustainability of indoor vertical farming and identifying broader agri-tech opportunities. But everything comes with a challenge. So what are some of the key hurdles that farms will face when it comes to moving to a smart farm in that sense? And let's see how our next guest, SP Tell, can perhaps help such farms. On the line is Susan Low, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at SP Tell. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. I'm good. Yeah, happy to be with you here.
I'm very interested in this topic, and I can't wait for you to help us out with this. But I suppose let's try and understand your company a little bit more. It is a joint venture company of ST Engineering and Singapore Power Group. Am I right? What else can you tell us about it?
Yes, we are a JV of ST Engineering and Singapore Power Group. So we leverage on the infrastructure strength of ST Group as well as expertise of ST Engineering in deep tech. So we develop and also deploy the innovative and resilient network that is built on a unique pathway that's naturally separated from the typical telco path. But however, we also leverage on the basic infrastructure to level on with technologies that is able to also strengthen the resiliency, especially for the needs and demand for this digital era.
Okay. Let's talk about the IoT AAS platform that has enabled farms to be smarter. Basically, it's by enabling fast and scalable deployment of IoT applications. I mean, what are some of these applications and challenges faced, you know, towards kind of moving to a smart farming sort of concept?
Okay, I think it's very interesting because for the past 1 year, we actually see the growing interest in urban farming, and we have the privilege to talk to a few of the urban farmers and learn how they use technologies to improve the processes in their farm. And of course, a few of them actually approach us to address some of the challenges that they face. I think all of us know that typically farms are quite human resource intensive.
Yeah.
So a lot of these urban farmers are looking for better solutions to improve productivity, meaning they basically will need to deploy many types of sensors, you know, to take over all these human resource intensive work and also to make sure that all these sensors have a good solution to be able to help them to manage as well as to ensure optimized environment for the plants to grow. Mm-hmm. So in that sense that they were looking out to look for solutions that can help them to manage all these sensor devices, collect all this data, make full use of this data to analyze, at the same time to improve the quality of their crops, which means to maximize the yield for their farms.
The way you describe it, it's very obvious that in order to succeed at this, it requires a bit of a mindset shift. But you think about farming and you still think of that picture in your head out of the movies, right?
Yeah.
What kind of challenges involved there? I mean, are they struggling to pivot to smart farming?
Actually, well, after we learn from some of these urban farmers, they are actually beginning to be more well aware of some of the technologies available in the market.
Okay.
But however, they are not technologists, as all of us know, right? So they may require to talk to multiple census providers out there, testing out on their own, and even, you know, fork out some money, investing time to potentially looking at building their own platform. But this is not their core business.
Okay.
So when they talk to us and also approach us, I think they're looking for tested and ready platform, that's able to help them to scale, to ease the deployment of all these technologies in the farm, and at the same time be able to improve the environment as well as to make sure they can focus on their core business. Yeah.
Is cost an issue with them?
I think cost is definitely a concern.
Okay.
And hence, they are looking at solutions that is able to help them to scale, at the same time, be able to monitor and deploy multiple sensor solutions to improve on their productivity and also better cost savings.
The cost, yeah, ultimately it is about cost savings and, you know, better management of the supply. I'm curious though, with regard to COVID-19 and the global lockdowns that we saw last year, did that do anything in terms of pushing the importance of technology or IoT on farms?
I think definitely, in fact, this is the way to push things forward and, in fact, to encourage more people to make sure they adopt technologies to help in their digitalization journey, especially for all these urban farmers. Yeah.
Is there a case study, perhaps, an example of a farm that SVTEL has helped and how this farm has benefited from IoT?
Yeah, we do have a few of the case study, and one of them is AB Farm.
Okay.
Right? So they actually deploy their farms on top of a HDB rooftop, right? So leverage on our platform to help them to deploy all the sensor solutions, and using this platform to manage the different type of sensor, whether is it temperature sensors, water sensors, you know, pH level, the nutrient levels that are suitable for the plants to grow. So they actually, depending on the thousands of data points, you know, every day that they collected through this platform to make certain decisions. For example, whether the life cycle of this plant is doing well, as well as whether certain plants is potentially facing certain disease,
right,
you know, so to improve on the quality of their produce. And of course, at the same time, to maximize, you know, their yield potential.
Selfishly, I feel like I want to use this for my chili plant at home. Because yesterday I only had one chili, one small red chili. It was a bit frustrated. But I guess this, in terms of the training, I mean, the other challenge will always be, and you know, when it comes to sort of this fourth industrial revolution, the challenge has been for a few years now, the challenge of talent. But from your observation, I mean, what more can be done to ensure that, you know, there's more talent in this area to improve? I mean, this sounds great, having a farm on top of HDB roof. It sounds like a young person wake up one day and just go upstairs to work. That sounds like a great job.
Okay, I think this is new things, right? A new norm for us right now. Yeah, in fact, we can see the growing pool of talents as well as the ecosystem that we managed to nurture in this urban farming technology.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, for SVTEL, we do nurture an IoT service provider ecosystem.
Okay.
So, for example, AB Farm came to us and also trying to explore different kinds of sensors to help them, right? Mm-hmm. So they're able to leverage on this ecosystem that we have, talk to the different kinds of sensors providers, test them on in our innovation lab, and even, you know, our engineer, and even to train their staff, as well as help them to easily onboard their application that they selected onto this platform to deploy into different locations, even if, let's say, they have multiple farms.
Mm. Susan, it sounds harmless enough. I mean, at the end of the day, you're using data to grow plants better. But, you know, when it comes to data, there's always that question of security, right? In what way can such data be utilized wrongly?
I think for the platform, especially for urban farmers, when they look into technologies, when they came to us, we advise them, of course, to make sure that this data are well encrypted, you know, in a more secure way. So at this moment, when we talk to them, I think the deployment for such sensors and also the data collected, I think is sufficient for them to make sure a very controlled environment as well as well-monitored environment is being able to help them in the farm. So far, I think it's going well at this moment. So in fact, you know, that they could also leverage on some of the grants offered by the government, like ESG grant.
Yes.
You know, so if, let's say, they deploy their use case on our platform and using our platform to do a trial as well as a pilot project, they actually can defray 50% of the deployment fee leverage on this ESG grant.
Am I imagining too much? Because I feel that this can definitely evolve so much more in the years to come. Is it too far-fetched to expect AI or even bots taking over the farming sector?
Actually, no. In fact, our partner, AB Farm, they actually deploy some bot already.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think once you have the opportunity, we can go and have a visit.
But it'll never be completely remote, right? You're looking at an industry. It's like even car manufacturing, the whole car is manufactured right up to the last part where you still need the humans to do all the soft finishing, install the chair and things like that. So as far as this sector goes, it can never be fully automated. Am I right to say that?
Definitely, you still need to have some human intervention. Mm. For example, after you harvest the produce, right, you have to do some packaging. And of course, the go-to-market part, you still need to have us, you know, to make sure that, you know, the strategy, everything is being planned out.
Mm-hmm.
And also the quality, per se, yeah. So the IoT part will help you to do the monitoring, to give you the data to analyze and make some informed decision.
Yeah.
Which itself already helped very much in terms of improving the productivity and also to, you know, shorten the whole process and also majority of the process.
At the very least, you still need the human testers. I'm very good at testing sweet potato, carrots, that sort of thing. Susan Low, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at SBTel, on the line with me. Susan, I appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you so much, Elliot. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.